morning. You're on KELA. Let's talk about it.
Hey, morning.
Morning.
Yeah, you're John, right?
I am, yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. First time I've heard your show.
Okay.
You know, I was interested in, you were running through a whole bunch of different topics, and I was going to lean I was going to bring them all together by leaning on the Aiken story, that congressman out there in Missouri.
All right, what do you think?
Well, in his case, he sits on the Science and Technology Committee for the U.S. Congress.
Hmm.
He's a U.S. rep right now, and he's running for U.S. Senator.
Right.
And he sits on the Science and Technology Committee, so that means he's supposed to have some knowledge about all branches of sciences, biology as well as engineering as well as astrophysics and everything.
Well, as much knowledge as we expect a congressman to have, which isn't, I mean, look at Patty Murray. Let's keep it in perspective here.
Well, and so the whole point of having, they're making approvals in that committee. They look at various projects that the U.S. government is putting bids in on.
Okay.
They want to make sure that the U.S. government doesn't get cheated. And so if there's some basic knowledge of engineering or biology, that has to fit into those proposals.
Yes.
And we can spend billions, hundreds of billions of dollars on various weapons programs or locks and dams or all sorts of different things. And if there isn't good science of geology or astrophysics, the U.S. government is going to get cheated and cheated bad.
Okay.
And so the idea that a guy like Aikens doesn't even know basic biology, and he was putting in laws of...
Well, what part of basic biology did he get wrong?
Well, that a rape... the way he was laying out that argument is something that...
Now, not the way he's lying, but what part of biology did he get wrong? You said he got it wrong. What part?
Well, that a woman who gets raped can't get pregnant.
And that's not what he said. He said that there are times when a woman will not ovulate because of the trauma that she's gone through. Is that true or false?
Well, it's preposterous because there are...
So it's false.
There are 32,000 pregnancies...
I understand the numbers,
per
but
year.
We're talking about the biological... Why do doctors, when a woman's trying to get pregnant, why do doctors tell a woman to relax, not to be so concerned about it, to calm down and basically... have less excitement or trauma in her life?
Well, you're mixing metaphors, because the name of the game is that if somebody is raped, they're certainly not going to be what his argument is laying out is straight back to the Inquisition.
Well, if you don't like his argument, okay, we'll talk about the argument. But my whole point was he's talking about a biological fact. Now, whether the fact is correct or not,
it is not a fact.
It is a fact whether it's correct or not. We can argue. Now, you say it's preposterous.
No, it is not a fact that a woman who is raped is going to be able to stop conception.
No, not voluntarily.
Is locked,
but he never...
The idea
this is the straw man argument. You're making up things that he did not say. And don't make up things he didn't say.
No, he's very clear about opposing abortion 100%.
Okay, we got that part. Is that the part that angers you?
Well, absolutely. If you were a woman, would you want to carry a child who was the production of an abortion, or excuse me, production of a rape?
I'm not arguing the motions because I'm not a woman. I can't put myself in those shoes.
Would you, as an average, would you hate that child?
No.
If you were forced to carry a child, the production of a rape.
I would not hate the child. I would not hate myself if I was a woman.
Well, that's mighty good of you, but if there are 32,000 children produced by rape this moment...
That number is being thrown out there. I'm not quite sure of it, but nonetheless, so you're really against the argument. You don't like the fact that he's against abortion.
I'm opposed to a guy who has no knowledge of science being on the science...
Well, now, wait a minute. There's the straw man again, saying he has no knowledge of science.
Well, he's an engineer, but where was his position on the Katrina levees? What was his position on that bridge that fell up in Minnesota? This guy is a nut.
Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry, sir. Wait a minute. Let's get one to understand. the reason you can't succeed as a liberal in most educated areas is you call names. By calling somebody absurd or a nut, we don't permit that here on the story, on this show. So,
not a nut?
No, we don't call anybody a nut. You give facts.
On things
all right.
Like
so, okay, you're a liberal caller. You've been told to call the show and present this argument. Thank you very much. I guess we're going to get a lot of this during the political season, and he's still talking and probably won't listen for the rest of his life, but that's the way life is. Okay.